on radio, online, and in podcast form. It's the Michael Muto Show on West Limerick 102 FM.
This is Michael Muto here on West Limerick 102 FM. What you're hearing now is the new kind of intro music. Not too bad. Anyway, it's Tuesday again, which means we're doing the show. You know, it's the show that we all love. You either love to hate it or you love to love it. I don't know why you'd love to hate it, but anyway. You forget you can text in 087-166-9800 or call 069-66-200 for any sound request you want to make. What happened last week? What happened since last week? What has my week been since I last spoke to you? Well, it's been an interesting one. Pat got divorced. It was revealed I had a twin brother, but it then turned out it was actually an alien and Pat had to choose who to choose. Then he got married his wife again, but it turned out she owed money to mob bosses and they had to go on the run. While on the run, they discovered the remains of an ancient civilization, which it turned out the people were still alive. Captured, Pat and his wife had to escape, stealing lots of rare objects as they went. Selling these, they were able to pay off the mob bosses, but the payoff was actually a sting operation. The mob bosses were arrested. You know, just a boring week, to be honest with you. But yeah, that was our week. Anyway, here is Blondie, Ripper to Shreds. Blondie there, and Ripper to Shreds. Mercy me. 087-166-9800, number to text. A giant wooden dragon has prompted police warning drivers not to slow down to look at this after an accident and numerous near misses. The 7-meter, 25-foot, it says here, dragon carving called Yadarg Dru, dragon, the oak dragon, looks down the A5 near Targus, I think this is in Wales. Sculptor Simon O'Rourke, who made the dragon, also urged motorists to pay attention to the road. North Wales, okay. Yeah, I was right. North Wales police said, but while they love the oak dragon, they were concerned about road safety issues. There had already been one accident and numerous near misses on the section of road, which really does require a driver's full concentration, said the driver in a post on its Bangor and Bethesda Facebook page. There's a Bethesda in Wales as well. That's interesting, isn't it? Because Bethesda in America, famously, which is the home, which was originally the home of the video game company, if you knew that. Crowd that make Skyrim and all those kind of fun games. I like those games. Facebook page. Please concentrate on the road ahead at all times if you want to view it. Then please find somewhere safe to park. So once again, dragons are out there causing harm to motorists. So if you're up near North Wales and you want to take a look at a dragon, or anywhere, say you're going along there to Charleville, right? And you're driving along and suddenly someone has a big dragon out there. Now be careful as you're taking a look at it. It's just common safety, folks. Just safety. Just common safety things to be thinking about. Folks, I'm going to go with some Billy Idol and Rebel Yell right now. You're listening to Michael Muto here on West Limerick 102 FM, your local community radio station. Please touch in.
On radio, online, and in podcast form, it's the Michael Muto Show on West Limerick 102 FM.
Hey, this is Michael Muto here on West Limerick 102 FM again, as I say. Right. Black Cat enters the field, says here on Fox Sports. A bizarre delay came late in Everton's dismal defeat to Wolves when a Black Cat strolled onto the pitch. Stewards in high vis jackets tried to capture his ray. The feline, who roamed onto the field with 20 minutes remaining of the game. Staffer eventually shepherded the cat off the grass and away from the plate to allow match to resume. But Goodison faithful may well have seen it as symbolic as pressure grows and boss, whatever, it's a bunch of crap. Anyway, a cat went on the field and they had to stop playing the game. I'm not entirely sure why. It's like a small cat's in the field. It's like, oh, can't play anymore. It's like, what's strange? Anyway, but there you go. Onlookers were worried as Block... Oh, no, this is a different story. Defeat was nearly prompted Wolves, Everton dropped 9th, Premier League, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Anyway, bunch of stuff. Anyway, so if you're a Wolves fan or Everton fan or whatever, hope you're having a great day. 087-166-9800 is the number to text. 069-662-00 is the number to call. But yeah, Black Cats. It's weird because some people think Black Cats are good luck. But it's only if you've a Black Cat in front of you or something then that if they are good luck. But if they cross your path, they're bad luck. It's very strange, isn't it? Some people actually won't even adopt black cats, you know that? The black cats in animal shelters and stuff like that will go unloved. It's very weird. I don't believe, you don't believe that. That all cats deserve love. We had a cat, I lived above in Cork, myself, my flatmate used to own a cat. It was adorable. Shadow was his name. What are you doing, Ray? What are you, come in and you're like, update information, Grace, fantastic. Behind the scenes, oh, it's smooth sailing, boy, smooth sailing. Very smooth altogether. Not smooth sailing. Smooth operating, I meant to say. Anyway. But yeah, what are your thoughts? 087-166-9 if you care. I don't know. Anyway. Takes in about a cat. But, I don't know. Cats are great. But yeah. So, the football players were scared of a cat, I guess. Here's Buddy Holly and Ray Vaughan. You're listening to Michael Muter here on Western Mark 102 FM. Bring you right through to 11 o'clock this morning. You're on, or you're listening to West Limerick 102 FM, your local community radio station. Right, that was Jonathan Richman and Roadrunner. You're listening to Michael Muter here on West Limerick 102. My earphones have gone again. I don't know what's going on with me. Anyway, there we go. Better again. 087-166-9800 number to text. Cairo, Egypt, this is from Associated Press. Egypt says it has discovered a number of ancient burial chambers containing some 40 mummies in the desert province of Mayania, south of Cairo. Officials told reporters on Saturday at the site that the chambers, which were cut out of rock, belonged to the middle-class family who probably lived during the... some era in early Rome, I can't pronounce, during the something period. That another one I can't pronounce. The mummies are in good condition, and at least 10 are children. Some were decorated with demonic handwriting. What? Or demotic. Never mind, not demonic. Handwriting, a form of ancient Egyptian script used by ordinary people. Poetry, papyri, and colourful mummy cases were also unearthed. Egypt has made a series of archaeological finds recently and is heavily promoting them to revive its tourism industry, a staple of its economy, which was the cinema, was this. That was a thing falling off the table. Decimated by chaos that followed its 2011 uprising, fear and blood. But yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? That one now, because it's a middle class family. Because usually you always associate mummies with, like, well, I do anyway, with pharaohs and queens and everything. And what was the female version of a pharaoh? Was it just pharaoh? I'm not sure. Anyway, but yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It's strange. But anyway, that's interesting that they were found like that. We're going to go with... I see a text set coming in. I'll read that now just during this next song. It's the Eagles and Hotel California.
On radio, online, and in podcast form, it's the Michael Muter Show on West Limerick 102 FM.
Hey, this is Michael Muter here on West Limerick 102 FM. You are tuned to, what am I saying, on West Limerick 102 FM. A mysterious volcanic island that suddenly burst from the Pacific Ocean is now teeming with life. This comes from the Irish Sun. The miracle outcrop known as Hunga Tonga has only existed for 4 years, yet it is populated with hundreds of seabirds and flowering plants whose seeds were dropped there in bird poop. I don't know why they added that bit in. I mean, that's how seeds are usually dispersed, but okay. Hunga Tonga, it says here, emerged from a hidden underwater volcano lodged between two existing islands of the Kingdom of Tonga in the South Pacific. It has still no official name, but locals have branded it Hunga Tonga, Tonga Hunga HPI, or Hunga Tonga for short. The island is only third volcanic pop-up island like this to have risen in the last 150 years, and NASA has been attempted to uncover its mysteries since it arose from the sea in 2015. Most research has involved taking snaps from satellites or aircraft, but space boffins recently got a rare chance to explore Hunga Tonga on foot. Some doors opening there is really weird. Anyway, most of it is black gravel. I won't call it sand, pea-sized gravel. And we're mostly wearing sandals, so it's pretty painful because it gets under your foot. On the island, experts took GPS measurements and measured drone surveys to map the landscape. Who said that, by the way? Oh, excuse me. There was a bit I was missing. They were going on foot. Okay, so that was the guy. We are like giddy school children, says scientist Dan Slayback from NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center, told the space agency's Earth Exhibition blog. And that's who said the thing about the pea-sized gravel. On the island, experts took GPS measurements and used drone surveys to map the landscape, as I say. They found an army of seabirds called sooty terns nesting in Hunga Tonga's cliffs, gullies, as well as flowering plants that they think were seeded by bird droppings. Let's see, what else? The solitary barn owl was even passed overhead while they were there. Researchers said the trip shed new light on rare volcanic islands, though they don't know how long Hunga Tonga will last before it was eroded. It has eroded to nothing. Eventually. The island is eroding by rainfall and much more quickly than I'd imagined, Dr. Slayback said. We are focused on the erosion on the south coast where the waves are crashing down, which is going on. It's just that the whole island is going down too. Scientists warned last year of an underwater supervolcano that threatens to blow and kill 100 million people after they found a six mile wide lava dome near Japan. A similar underwater eruption wiped out 90% of Earth's ocean species in an event known as the Great Dying 250 million years ago. You can read about that. Anyway, but yeah, so that is a volcanic island has been created, kind of like something out of science fiction or something, isn't it? It's like the mysterious island, something just appears. Kind of mad. Nature is just really cool at that, I think. But anyway, you can call 069-66200 or text 087-166-9800. Well, I go for a drink. That's getting a bit parched. It's getting a bit dry. You know when you're trying to talk and your mouth gets dry, but when weirdly you create more saliva, it's a weird conundrum. And I didn't notice it until I started doing radio. And then you read it, you're reading it, so you're... It's not a nice sound. It's not a nice sound at all. Anyway, Gary Newman, our friend's electric, is on now while I go for a drink of water. A drink of water. Okay? All right, calm down. Okay? Anyway. Ariana Grande there and Seven Rings. That's been top of the charts for a couple of weeks. It seems to be either Ariana Grande top of the charts or Post Malone are the two, since I've started doing this show, seem to be who's always top of the charts anyway. Why not? If you're good, you get to the top. That's the way it goes. People are popular, I suppose. I like Post Malone. I like Ariana Grande, so, you know. My opinion, they're good. Hawaii considers raising legal age of smoking to 100. This is from the RTE News website. Would-be cigarette smokers in the U.S. state of Hawaii might have to wait a very long time for their first legal drag after a lawmaker introduced a bill that would bar sales to anyone under the age of 100. The proposed law, introduced by local Democratic Representative Richard Cregan, would effectively amount to a cigarette ban by 2024. Hawaii already has some of the toughest laws on cigarette sales. Mr. Cregan, an emergency department doctor, believes more needs to be done. The deadliest artifact in human history, according to his proposed bill. Basically, we essentially have a group who are heavily addicted, in my view, enslaved, he says, by a ridiculously bad industry, which has enslaved them, he says, by designing a cigarette that is highly addictive, knowing it is highly lethal, and it is, he told the Hawaii Tribune Herald, under current law, you must be 21 years old to purchase cigarettes in Hawaii. Mr. Cregan's proposal of raising the cigarette age Mr. Cregan's proposal for raising the cigarette buying age by 30 by next year, 40 by 2021, 50 by 2022, 60 by 2023, and by 2024, the minimum age would be 100. He said the bill is structured to withstand any legal challenge, he says. The state is obliged to protect the public's health, Mr. Cregan, who acknowledges smoking cigarettes during his medical studies, told the Hawaii Tribune Herald. We don't allow free access to opioids, for instance, or any prescription drugs, he said. This is more lethal and more dangerous than any prescription drug, and it is more addicting. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, cigarette smoking is the leading cause of preventable disease and death in the United States, according to nearly half a million deaths every year. So thoughts on that? Do you think it should be nearly 100 years old until you get a pack of cigarettes? Are you 100 years old and you want to start smoking? Would you be 100 years old and go, I've never smoked a day in my life, but maybe I'll give it a go now? I know that's not the point they were making, but imagine if I was 100 years old, I might start smoking cigars or something. I don't know. I mean, who cares? Who's going to tell me what to do? I'm 100 years old. I can do what I like. You know? 087-166-9800 is the text number. 069-66-2000 is the number to call. How about some Help by the Beatles? Help, I need somebody. Just anybody. Hey, that was the Beatles and Help. This is Michael Muir here on Westmac 102 FM. I read that interview, article yesterday about Liam Neeson. I was like, whew. Yeah. What a odd thing to say or think, and I mean, where do you start? I was thinking, how would I talk about this? And I was like, I don't think I can. It was so bizarre. It was just a very bizarre thing to talk about. What a strange thing to have thought of in the first place. Just insane, whatever is going on, he said. Anyway, he was good in Dark Man. You know, that was a good film. Yeah. Anyway. Queen. Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Hey, folks. This is Michael Muta here on Westermerk 102 FM. And State Data Watchdog is investigating a refusal of public bodies and private companies to properly spell Irish names. It says, I believe this is from the Irish Independent, I believe, is investigating after companies properly spell names after a television producer was treated for cancer, alleged a breach of strict EU rules. Ciarán Ócofaig, 51, is taking on the state after medics at University Hospital Galway, where he is getting radiotherapy, told him they could not include the fathers of his name. The Data Protection Commission has confirmed it is fully examining a complaint lodged last July by Mr. Ócofaig, brother of broadcaster Blanadh Ní Ócofaig, against the Health Service Executive, HSC. It is also handling two similar complaints by the film and documentary maker and Bank of Ireland against Bank of Ireland and its subsidiary New Ireland Assurance. He's also seen by the... Oh, he made another complaint to them. It is understood the Irish watchdog is speaking to its European counterparts as well as Ireland's language commissioner in an attempt to determine the official stance on the Senate Fada. An immediate decision could have costly consequences through fines or technology upgrades for state agencies and private businesses that continually neglect to use the accent. Very strange. Very weird that they would leave out the fodder. Because without the fodder, you need an accent in certain words. Otherwise, it's pronounced a different way. So very strange decision for people to leave fodders out. You have to spell things properly, folks. You know, otherwise names just don't work. Like, you know, very, very odd. It's very easy. I mean, if you ever want to get a fodder on anything, it's Control, Alt, and the letter you're looking for to get a fodder on anything. It's easy. It's been around for a long time, the fodder, on typewriters, no, keyboards, and computers and stuff like that. So, Control, Alt, and the letter you're looking for to create a fodder. So, very weird, very strange. I'm not entirely sure why some institutions have decided to leave off the fodder, but like, as I was saying to someone the other day, my name is, well, the Irish version of it is Mihal, but without the fodder, it's Mickle or something. It's not Mihal, you know, because you need the hall. Hall, without the thing. Anyway, you're listening to Michael Muter here on West Limerick 102 FM. Stranglers there and No More Heroes. This is Michael Muter here on West Limerick 102 FM. Folks, it is about 5 to 11 right now. Enough time to play one more song before we go. But before we do all that, I want to say goodbye. Hope you've had a great time. We've gone over some interesting things. What did we talk about? So I'm going to look at my notes a second now. We talked about a lot of things. We talked about a giant wooden dragon. We talked about how Egypt has found lots more mummies. There was a cat on a field, a football field in England, and people not using fodders was a thing. I put up on Twitter yesterday, we were going to do a spicy noodle challenge, but we weren't able to do that today. We might do it next week. I mean, we might do that next week. I forgot there's one more thing I was going to do, which was a cryptozoological thing, and this week was going to be Mothman. I didn't get to that either, but we'll get to all that and more next week, so more to look forward to. So that's what we're going to do next week. We're going to have the Spicy Noodle Challenge next week, and then we're going to have the Mothman, it's a new segment we're going to have on the show, where we'll talk about cryptozoological beings. What's that? Like things like Bigfoot, the Mothman, Loch Ness Monster, everything. We'll give the info on all those kind of things. It might be kind of fun. Folks at home, hope you're having a great time. Thank you, as always, to Patrick Sheehan and Ray Bulger, who do technical support on this program. This fine institution that we have here, which is the Michael Muter Show on West Limerick 102 FM. For any of the rest of today's shows, you can text 087-166-9800 or you can call 069-66-200. I'm going to leave you off with The Killers, When We Were Young, and Tom Petty, Free Falling. I'll see you beautiful people next week. This is Michael Muter, your radio power.